Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
Good Friday morning, everybody. John and Dell right now here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. So far, Lance is on the road with the fam, and he can't hook up for some reason. So we will figure out whether or not we're going to get Lance on the show this morning as we head into another football weekend and baseball weekend. Did you watch any of that Mets game last night, though?
Come on, man. Once the Astros are done,
you don't watch any baseball?
I'm not checking in on baseball.
But that was like the greatest game ever.
I'm aware of what happened. I saw what happened, but I'm not watching it live.
Well, come on. It gets up in the ninth inning, two on, and Pete Alonso homers.
This is why I know you don't care enough about your Astros. Like, you're just willy-nilly watching baseball after your team gets eliminated. I can't do that. Well, I gotta take a break. I can't just jump back in the baseball in the wild card round?
No, it's the playoffs, brother.
So what? I mean, when my favorite teams lose on college football Saturdays, I don't want to watch any more college football. I got no interest in watching the rest of this baseball season. Who cares? The Astros are out.
Wait a minute. So after if your team loses on Saturday, you don't watch anymore?
If I wasn't doing this for a living, my team lost, I would just watch a movie. I don't want to watch football the rest of the day. Screw that. Because particularly now I got to watch highlights of them losing, people talking about it during halftime. I don't want to do that. But because of this, I will have to for work. But no, I don't want to watch any more sports after my team loses. Screw baseball.
Well, your team wasn't important enough to get on halftime highlights until now. Until now.
Yeah. My whole childhood, they're that important. So I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, your whole childhood, they didn't lose.
Well,
those teams.
Well, when they did, I didn't watch.
What a spoiled little brat. My team lost.
Wait a minute. How am I a brat anymore for choosing my mental health?
I'm not watching anymore.
John, I'm not hurting anyone by not watching sports if my team loses. That doesn't make me a brat. Nothing happens to anyone. It's a personal, I don't want to watch sports. Sorry. Okay. You know what? There's a lot of things to watch if you don't want to be miserable watching sports.
Well, we were miserable watching that Astros stuff, but oh well. That's done. And, well, Pete Alonso is a guy, like Bregman, they're finding out whether or not they're going to keep him in New York. Cohen's got so much money. He's got to keep him, because you come up with a home run to send your team to the next round of the playoffs. I mean, you know what we found out about Bregman? Is that he's clutch. Well, like, we didn't know that already. But dude is, you know what, he was one of the only ones. Actually, who else stepped up offensively this postseason? Yordan had a couple of hits.
You mean all of two games, the postseason?
Yeah. Well, Altuve had one hit. Tucker sucked again.
They scored three runs. How many people could possibly have stepped up?
Well, but Bregman hit the ball hard. He just hit into outs. I mean, he hit the ball hard.
Well, you've named one out of a lineup that only put together three runs. So who else could there be?
Well, Caratini actually had a couple of good. Really, he had some good at bats.
Rejudging guys by their at bats or the production.
Some good at bats.
Cool.
That's all. That's what we're judging them by.
This is the slippage people worry about. You are now judging Astros baseball in the playoffs by the at-bats. Oh, he made a guy work. He fouled off a couple pitches. That's not what I'm looking for.
Well, yeah, I'm looking for a two-run homer, but you can't hit a two-run homer if nobody's on.
Well,
it's impossible.
Well, hit a solo shot. No one was doing that either.
No, nobody was doing that. No one. We decided just not to hit. I mean, this is, I don't know. I might be coming to the realization that maybe we're heading towards the end of the line. I don't know. I don't know. I just saw, you know, Chandler Rome wrote a long piece in The Athletic about this may be, this is it, okay? That the golden age of Astros baseball is over.
We got a special guest.
Oh, who is our special guest this
morning? Can you tell by him clearing his throat?
Yeah, we know that. We know who it is.
There he is.
Hey, Lance.
I can hear him swigging his coffee, too.
Hey, Lance. How do you know that's what that was?
Because I can hear the ice rattling in your cup.
Yeah, so what happened yesterday?
So you finally got set up?
Yeah, obviously.
Are you in your car like you said you were going to be?
No, I'm in here. There's two different Brick 2s on this Comrex system, so.
And the wrong one was chosen?
Yeah, so anyway, what's up, guys? How are we doing?
Can I ask a question since you're troubleshooting? When you connect,
I shot the trouble.
When you
shot it.
When you tried to connect to the first Brick 2 and it didn't work, did you just keep trying to connect, or did you eventually?
No.
How long did it take you to switch to the other Brick 2?
No, I switched to the other Brick 2. There's one at the very, very bottom of the thing. There's two of them that says Brick 2. And then I could connect to ESPN National Brick, which went, okay, I know this can connect. So then I tried to connect through my phone, and the Wi-Fi in the room doesn't work. So here we are, guys. Here we are.
We're glad to have you.
Fine, guys.
Glad to have them.
You didn't say anything the first 5 minutes that you needed me for anyway.
Well, I had
Who would have thought I'd be the technological genius on this show?
Wait a minute. Do you remember the first week and a half of your broadcast where you couldn't turn up your volume? You had an echo that lived on the broadcast?
AD had it set up terribly.
No, okay. Remember? Yeah. Dell found out if you actually turned up one of your volume knobs.
And then all of a sudden the echo went away. I was messing with him, and all of a sudden he goes, oh, that sounds better. Okay.
You should be an IT guy.
I am. I am an IT guy. Compared to you? IT, here I come.
Okay, hold on. Who's the one who has to FaceTime me to fix your Fire Stick?
Oh boy.
Enough now. Well, I had to get FaceTimed.
Well, let me ask you this, since you're saying you didn't miss anything. John asked me how much baseball I watched yesterday. So I said, I'm not watching baseball now that the Astros are out. How much baseball are you going to watch now that the Astros aren't involved
in
the playoffs?
I don't care.
Yeah, that's what I said. I don't care.
Don't care about those.
You gotta watch. I mean, it's the playoffs.
No, it's Texans season.
It is Texans season.
We're worried about
and they
Texans
play once a week.
College football playoffs. Don't care about those losers anymore.
No, we had.
Don't care about those losers. And why did Rico, who works at our station, she said, "Is Jeremy Pena getting traded?" Why did she say that? Is there something out there about Pena?
I have not seen that.
No, he just sucked. That's all. He sucked this year. That's all.
Okay. I didn't know if I missed something because I was driving 10 hours to Tuscaloosa. I'm now a truck driver. And I'm not allowed to, for whatever reason, look at my phone while I'm driving when I'm in the car with my wife and daughter.
Seems like when I'm by myself,
I can do it just fine.
Don't you have precious
cargo?
Why are you looking at your phone?
Do I have a baby on board sign in the back?
No, you have a wife and a daughter.
So what? Everything was smooth. I had the cruise control on. It's a straight line. Like we're just, you know. Oh yeah, you don't ever look at your phone to see if there's a national story real quick.
Yeah. No, you don't. No, don't be reading your texts or your stories while you're driving your wife and daughter. Precious cargo.
DraftKings stock.
We had.
Okay, I had two sons in the car with me too. Are they precious cargo?
No, they're not. They're boys.
Exactly.
Well, the oldest is, but the other one. Well, you need a spare too, just in case. You need the oldest as your heir.
Oh, so Mason's the precious cargo.
Drake is your precious cargo.
None of those guys were in the car with me.
If we're going by Henry VIII, Drake's an extra, but he's not special. You got to go with the one who is the child from your current marriage.
He wasn't a bastard. He was married.
No, but
not Jon Snow.
No, he's not. I didn't say he was a bastard, but that wife has been pushed aside. So this one is the one you love. So you go with the children from this marriage as your heir, and then you need an extra kid And then Mahdi's the one you marry off for a political arrangement.
Right.
Oh, that's true.
Well, Alec has always been the golden child, so that is true.
Well, for mom.
For mom. Oh, yeah. Well, we know that. Mom is going to persuade you to make him the heir, okay? So that's the way that'll go. She might poison you and then make him the heir herself.
Well, I was a little high on the arsenic count about 3 years ago on a blood test.
That's true. That is true.
That was an actual real story.
So we had monsters going on the TV, on the big TV, and then we had Atlanta, and we had the Mets game. That was two special endings, boys.
Wait. What do you mean monsters?
Monsters. The Menendez brothers.
Oh, you mean this TV show?
Okay. Oh, now that you're in California, y'all have to, don't you?
Yeah, you
Aren't
have to.
Aren't y'all forced?
Did you hear?
Isn't that a state regulation? Listen, you have to play Menendez brothers?
So we went because it was on Channel 7, Wendy's station here. We went to the DA debates here. And they've got a guy named Gascon who is the he's not from Beauty and the Beast. His name's Gascon, and he is, how about this?
Not Valjean,
he wants,
right?
He's going to try to get the Menendez brothers out of prison.
Good. Wait, and this is a DA, and this is something he's really pushing?
He's pushing for them because... Because I don't know, maybe he saw this show.
Well, yeah, Mason's watching. Well, I don't know if he's watching. He's watching TikTok videos that talk about it or something, and he's decided, Dad, you know that, like, you know what's happened. They were raped by their dad, and they were this, that, and the other, and then they went to prison, and so they're wrongly accused. Like, they've been sitting there. I said, okay, but.
They're not wrongly accused. That, they killed their parents.
And, well, yeah, right. He said, but don't you think, I said, okay, but. Is there any chance that this is their side of the story and that this was really about money? Also, like, is it possible that that's not
You got to watch the show.
And you're hearing the show. Well, I know. The show is done by – isn't Kim Kardashian one of the executive producers, Del?
I don't know that, but I hate to ruin this, but we may, and I say may, have Willie Fritz coming up because they do have a game today, so – Let's go to break on time.
Okay, let me ask you, John. I'm not watching the show, so I can't really speak on it, but isn't this show being done by, isn't there a certain angle or
Well, yes. Actually, the angle is that the monsters may not be the brothers.
Obviously. Right.
Okay.
And
so,
but it's, okay. So they're,
right. So we can talk about this a little bit later, but now... Right now, we're talking about MyBookie, MyBookie.ag, promo code BET975. You got a game tonight. You got baseball this weekend. You've got football all weekend, Saturday and Sunday. You've got Monday Night Football. I think we've got 55 straight days of football games. 55 straight days of football games. You love the game. You want to play the game. You want to bet on the game. You want to be there. You want a live betting. You want the best odds that you can get. You want prop bets that you can get. You want all of this, and you got it all at one spot, mybookie.ag, promo code BET975. You got a free Thursday night bet. Well, you had that last night. Did you take advantage of it? You've got MyBookie Plus, where the higher the tier you go, you've got giveaways and all kinds of great stuff that they're going to include. I am telling you, a great place to go play, win, and get paid. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere. MyBookie.ag. Double your deposit. Double your deposit at MyBookie.ag. Promo code BET975.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, Willie Fritz, not here. Brought to you by Chastain Ford and HRNP. Willie has.
That's fine.
What is he going to. I mean, honestly, if you haven't scored a.
I don't even. I hate for him to even have to come on today.
I know. Jimbo avoided us at the end of his tenure there at Texas A&M. He was on every week up until he knew it was bad. I really don't know what. Honestly, I would love to talk to Willie today, see how he's going to get out of this thing, how he's going to try to score some points. And
think he has some answers?
I don't know. I hope so. Wouldn't you think? He's a coach.
No, you don't. Yeah, his answer is need to get to a portal season. in a recruiting season. And I don't know. Offensively, they're just an abomination. I mean, yeah. Two straight games. It's hard to be shut out in a game. We're talking about the midpoint of the fourth quarter against Rice when they last scored. It's tough, but defensively, they're actually not bad defensively, but they have no offense right now. They can't run it. The quarterback play has been terrible. You know, the guy who runs the Shrine game, he was talking about Donovan Smith as like a first-round quarterback. What's his last name? He runs the Shrine game, and he just got hyped up on Donovan Smith. He was inviting Donovan Smith. He's like, if you look at him, the way he plays on tape, he jumps out. He just looks like a first-round talent. I'm like, I don't know about that. This is before the season, I mean. Obviously not now, but before the season. And even then, I thought, this is not the buzz I'm hearing. I like the size. I like the physical tools, but didn't show up on the field. So not showing up right now. This is going to be, just quickly, I don't want to linger in it, but it's going to be interesting to start talking to teams about their thoughts on draft prospects, because the quarterback position is going to be a little weird, I think. Deck has not been great. Shador is not a guy who they have at the top of the food chain. I don't know. I mean, is this going to be a year we see a non-quarterback go first?
It could be. I don't think it's going to be Travis Hunter, but we'll see. Maybe it is.
I don't think it is
okay.
Either.
All right, the top 10 quarterback prospects of the 2025 draft are Shador Sanders, Carson Beck, Quinn Ewers, Cam Ward, Jalen Milroe, Drew Aller, Jackson Dart, Garrett Neusmeyer, Miller Moss, and Will Howard.
I still think Miller Moss is going to shoot way up.
He's going to shoot higher.
Yeah, I think. I mean, just – and maybe Neusmeyer as well.
I don't think Neusmeyer will.
I think Cam Ward will be up there.
Jackson Dart
No, I don't think Jackson Dart will. I think Quinn Ewers is not going to be a top 3 to 5 pick.
What if I tell you Jalen Milroe? Jalen Milroe is the first quarterback.
I can't see it. I just can't see it. The passing is just not good enough. He throws a good deep ball, but as a standard passer. But, you know, here's the thing. As long as he does, like, this is the key. If Lamar Jackson were ever to stop running, it'd be a massive issue. You'd be dealing with a subpar passer by NFL standards. What makes him so dynamic is his ability to extend plays with – I mean, same thing goes with – not the exact same thing, but because Josh Allen is a much better passer. But, man, the ability to get out of the pocket and scratch out first downs is such a major, major thing. And with Jaden Daniels, you're looking at a guy who does the same thing, you know, who does the same thing or who can do the same thing that Lamar Jackson does. It is a major factor. So Milroe, you know, I have to keep that in mind. Now, I wrote, I think one of my favorite scouting reports is the one I did on Lamar Jackson, because I think I really kind of projected what and who he was and how he needed to play. Milroe might fit into the same. You know, he throws a good deep ball. No touch, throws rockets from 5 yards away. Not very good accuracy in the intermediate. But that's like, John, this is what I said with Lamar Jackson. Because I was thinking of, this is in 2000, when did I write him up? 18. And this is after the Astros won the World Series in 17. And I started thinking, well, the 15 Astros struck out a lot, but they hit home runs. Yeah. And you can succeed if you hit, you know, what difference a strikeout makes if you're hitting home runs. And that's what I looked at with Lamar. I said, you know what, from the inaccuracy passing standpoint, you can have strikeouts if you're hitting home runs. It's okay. And it's the same thing with Milroe. I have to be careful because even if he's not a great passer, and it will come back to haunt you, and I think it puts a cap on how good you can be, but if you can hit home runs with your legs or with the deep ball, which he can, I mean, that covers up for a lot of other stuff for sure.
All right. So, Miller Moss is going to be a first rounder.
See, I think Miller Moss is going to shoot up. I think he's got a lot. And Neusmeyer, I gotta watch these a lot closer. Jackson Dart, no way.
No. Okay, I'm asking you. Miller Moss, first rounder. Shador Sanders,
I think first rounder.
Carson Beck,
first rounder. I think he'll be first quarterback.
Quinn Ewers,
second.
Ooh. Cam Ward.
Right, once again, I gotta watch these guys though.
Cam Ward.
First. I think we'll have four.
Jalen Milroe.
Yeah, first probably, I guess.
I think Quinn Ewers is going to be a first. That's
he
six.
Could.
Will Howard.
Who, Will Howard, no. Like third.
Jackson Dart, no.
Third or fourth, no.
Drew Aller.
Now, Aller's another one that people really like. He wasn't good last year. He's playing better this year. But Aller's only – is he a redshirt sophomore or is he a junior? He could go back. The redshirt here – I mean, the wild card here
well,
is –
Well, Moss could go back too.
Yeah. If I'm Moss, I'd probably go back, make a bunch of NIL money, and then get another year under my belt. Because
yeah.
Miller-Moss has some of the – but Miller-Moss also has a long windup, so – I don't know. I have to study these guys closer. I don't know.
But that's
just
there's
the Quinn Ewers talk always. I don't know.
I think Quinn Ewers is going to be a first rounder,
No, I think he may be a first rounder, but top three pick, first pick of the draft. I mean, I don't know. I don't see it.
Cam Ward first round.
Other than last Friday, he's done a great job of not making mistakes, which kind of made made his time at Washington State a bit up and down. Protection's been better, so he hadn't had to throw or try to make plays that aren't there. I think there's a shot. He's mobile enough. I think people are going to be surprised by how well he moves because he just doesn't make that part of his game. I wouldn't be surprised.
You hear Dell though, John. Dell's not like all the people who just saw the first couple weeks and saw the stats would think. Oh, it's automatically. Dell watches the games. He knows. I wouldn't be surprised. It's not as clean as people think. It really isn't. Even that first game he had where he looked so good, you know, he was throwing behind guys. He does a lot of trick shot stuff that looks fun, but he doesn't always throw to the hands of the wide receiver. And that's, you know, that accuracy is something you really love to see. And I don't think Dell could answer better than me because he's seen him more than I have. But that's been an issue with him, Dell, is that his accuracy is just a little spotty on ball placement and just standard accuracy.
Yeah, he can make the spectacular play, and then some throws you watch him hit a guy in stride like he's hitting a keyhole. And the other times where, yeah, there's an adjustment that the receiver needs to make. So the Cam Ward that you see on occasion can be, wow, that guy's a top five pick. Other times, like, okay, you see where there's work that needs to be done. It's mostly about his feet and how he throws the football. There are times where the casual stuff that people like, it maybe he's a little bit too casual in the pocket, and the feet aren't where they're supposed to be. So a ball will sail a little bit or be behind a guy, but it's wide receivers open in college. The windows are so wide that it doesn't really matter. I think soundness with his feet and just being consistent would help him quite a bit.
713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on ESPN 97.5.
How about your boy Nussmeier, John?
I'm not a fan. I'm not a big fan. He misses passes. I don't know. I just don't think. I mean, he's got
I wonder if he likes your radio show.
I don't know if he likes. I don't care.
I wonder if he's a big fan of you.
I hope so. I hope he listens. But I doubt it. He's busy in college and in Baton Rouge, so I doubt he listens to this show every day. Either way, I don't want him. If you ask me, do you want him or CJ? I'm going to go with CJ.
What?
Yeah.
That's not the question.
Okay. But Dell, John, would you rather have him or CJ?
I'd rather have CJ.
Oh, that's just the question, Dell.
That's it. That's all.
Nussmeier or Purdy?
I'm going to go with.
I'd rather have
Purdy.
Okay,
here's a tough one.
An actual debate.
Nussmeier or Tua?
Which two are you getting? The one who plays or the
one
who doesn't?
There ain't no healthy
play?
One.
Well, there's what no, healthy there's one? No healthy quarterbacks. What are you talking
what
about?
What healthy one?
What are you talking
what
about?
What healthy one? Yeah, that's like saying Tank Dell's healthy.
C.J. Stroud missed two games from a concussion last year.
That's not an unhealthy quarterback. He missed two games.
That's what concussions do. Joe Burrow's an unhealthy quarterback. Justin Herbert's limping around. Where are all the healthy quarterbacks you're talking about?
Oh, I don't know. Patrick Mahomes plays every game.
Patrick Mahomes. Okay, so you want the best quarterback ever?
Yeah.
Oh,
that's right.
Cool. Name all the
I'm
other
gonna
ones.
I'm going to take him.
Cool. Who all the other quarterbacks who are just flitting around? Josh Allen, I'll give you that. But quarterbacks get hurt. It happens.
I've got a question for you. Has Tank Dell played more? Has Tank Dell played more games or missed more games during his NFL career? We're in year two, and the super sturdy Tank Dell. Has he played more games or missed more games as an NFL player?
Dell?
Oh, I think he's talking to you. You're the.
Oh, he's talking to me.
Yeah.
Tank Dell, has he played more or missed more?
Yeah.
Tank Dell has played more.
He has played more. One more.
Yeah. Thank you.
Missed 10, played 11.
Is that what we're looking for?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's the Will Fuller. That's the Will Fuller mark.
A 1-to-1 ratio.
And he's going to be back Will Fuller mark this year, and he's going to dominate.
He wasn't dominating when he was playing.
Well, he will now. They didn't know how to use it.
I hope we're not getting Damian pierced.
As Nico Collins continues to prove himself as the number one, you think Tank Dell is going to emerge?
I'm starting to really realize, maybe there's not enough balls for him. Because Stephon Diggs is going to get his, and Nico's going to get his. And then Tank gets his chest hurt just walking around, seemingly.
Oh,
like he gives himself concussions.
He acts like he's paper.
Missed 10, played 11. I don't know. Little guys get hurt. Little Bryce is having to wear a backpack and his skate on the. He has to hold on to a skate on the sideline.
Stop already.
Tiny Tua.
Well, he's not tiny. He's just got concussion issues.
He's got mom hips. That's fine.
He's six.
But he's short.
He's like 6'+220". That's not tiny.
Where's mom jeans?
He's not Bryce Young tiny.
He's wee.
No.
Okay. He's not like my quarterback.
Which one? CJ?
Donovan Smith is 6. Donovan Smith's healthy. 6'4", 230 or 240.
Okay.
Some of that.
You know what, Dell? Get you some Donovan Smith next year. That'll be good.
No, I'm good. I don't know. Feels like quarterbacks get banged up and get hurt. So Donovan Smith, I wish he would just play well for Willie Fritz.
Yeah.
That's all I care about.
I do too.
That's what we need. We need that. That's what we need. Mom hips. What do you mean he's got mom hips?
I don't know. Just kind of high hip, kind of looks like mom hips. Like Isaiah Likely. You seen Isaiah Likely, the way he walks around? Mom hips. And Dell was talking about that with some other player, too.
What about Patrick Mahomes? When he walks around?
There's something
CJ?
Off about him walking around.
The other player CJ's got hips.
We're not going to listen to this.
No,
we're not going to listen to this.
Stop blasphemy.
You said I was talking.
It's not fun. This isn't. It's not fun.
But
anymore.
You brought it up.
It's gotten personal.
You said I was.
Nah, it's gotten personal,
you
Dale.
You said I was talking about another player off the air. Yeah, I was talking about CJ. CJ has the hips of Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, you said that off the air?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought it was on here.
He's got Patrick Mahomes.
He doesn't waddle like Mahomes.
Mahomes has a weird, there's something.
Walk and run. It's not about
stick up the butt kind of.
It's not about how CJ walks.
Yeah, that's what it is, John. That's exactly what it is. Like he's holding something in. Like he's got to, you know, that look where kids have to use the bathroom and they're trying to get to the toilet and they're clenched up and they're walking with short little. That's what it is. That's how Pat Mahomes walks.
Maybe that's the sign of a great quarterback.
Just figured that out.
If more quarterbacks
I couldn't place it. I'm like, what? Something's off about this.
Let's try it out. More quarterbacks should walk around like they have a stick up their butt.
Well, look how great
that one is.
Dylan Raiola. What's going on with him? Yep.
Well, I mean, if Pat does it, he's doing it.
Dude, damn right he's going to do it. And you know what? If the Hogs do it, then it's going to be a job that's not well done. That's done greatly, okay? When you go to the website and you see Hogue Landscape Services, HOGUELS.com, Hogue Landscape Services, when you go and you see what they do for people in their backyards, it is incredible. I mean, the beauty, the workmanship, the ingenuity. I mean, it's not like you're looking at backyards here that you that you've never seen before, stuff you've never seen before, decks with the lines and when you see these backyards from an airplane, you go, wow, is that a neat backyard? Okay, it's incredible work, and listen, technologically they will design it on the computer for you, see it, and you can see it, and you'll go, wow, that is incredible. Let's do that. So if you have a back, and it doesn't matter how big it is. I'm looking at one that's just got, that's all it is a patio, and yet it looks fantastic. I mean, it can't look better. All you need to do, it's design meets execution at Hogue Landscape Services. They're exterior decorators, and when you see what they do, you're going to want that for yourself. Hogue, HOGUELS.com. Tell them you heard it right here. We'll be right back.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 if you want to get in here on the show. 713-780-3776. Chris is here. Let's get him in here quickly before we get to some Astros talk here. What do you say, Chris?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Love the show. Always love talking NFL draft. So Lance had a quick question. What is the resurgence of guys like Sam Darnold, Andy Dalton, things like that? What do NFL executives and general managers think when they possibly have a game-changing edge rusher or maybe that left tackle they're sitting on the board or maybe the quarterback of the future when they can go get a quarterback like Sam Darnold or somebody like that and then put weapons around him? What's the executive thought there? I mean, sometimes you take a reach on a Quinn Ewers, but you maybe got the next Laramie Tunsil. I don't know. I'm just thinking through what an executive may think because you've always said a quarterback can get you fired quickly. So, anyway, I just want to get your thoughts on that. I'll hang up and listen.
You get a longer runway with a new quarterback, but, I mean, longer runway nowadays might be 2 years. I mean, look how quick everyone's out on Bryce Young. It doesn't take long anymore. It's weird because, you know, Sam Darnold's kind of a – we haven't seen a lot of this. We haven't seen a lot of this over the last 10 to 15 years. Now we got two in a row from the same draft class in Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold. So I can tell you this, devil you know versus devil you don't. There will be teams who are having discussions like, man, do we want to deal with Shador? Do we think that, you know, do we think Quinn Ewers can play? Sam Darnold was really good in that offense with Minnesota. He looked good. You know, when he was coming out, we had this grade on him. Because all these teams have grades and they have reports and they visited with – that's why they all visit with players. That's the interesting thing to me, John, is I remember talking to it wasn't Charlie Cashley. It was somebody else. It was a while back. And I remember asking a GM, do you guys meet with these – why do you meet with players that – you know, you can't possibly, you know, like you wouldn't possibly draft. You already have that position. They said, you meet with them because you want to know who they are because there's always free agency. You know, you never know when a player, or a player may wash out in some place and end up, or you may want to trade for a player, so you want to know who a guy is. And so all these teams, like even if they didn't need a quarterback at the time in 2018, a lot of these teams would have already done work on Sam Darnold to find out who he is. And I think Sam's going to get – this time in Minnesota is going to resurrect him. He's going to be a $20-plus million quarterback. He may get that tweener contract. I don't think it's going to be with Minnesota, but we'll see. But he may get that tweener contract where it's like kind – like Baker – that contract where he's a hot – he's a low-end – a lower-middle starter, but an off-the-charts backup. So, yeah, and if you could draft a, if you could draft an offensive tackle – a left tackle or a pass rusher, and you don't have to dress a, you don't have to draft a maybe quarterback. Man, that's a big advantage because if you get average quarterback play, you can win at a high level in the NFL with average quarterback play.
I'm not counting the Vikings out. Listen, if he has a big year and they go to the playoffs and they go deep into the playoffs, I don't know how you let him go. You got a rookie on a rookie contract, and you give him $30 million. I don't have any problem with that.
But, John, basically then your rookie can't – your rookie's now on a second contract coming up because what are you going to do? Sam is a free agent. Somebody's going to give him a three-year deal. If you're the one who gives him the three-year deal, you've basically eliminated at least on a competitive market. If you're talking about getting as high as what you're talking about him going far. If that happens, then Sam Darnold could be into the $30 million range, and if that's the case, you might as well deal JJ.
Well quarterback
in that case,
because
he'll have a lot
quarterback
of
decisions also get you fired. If you decide that we're better off with our rookie as opposed to the guy that took us deep into the playoffs, then you're making a decision that out for your
well,
job.
But that's what you do. That's why you get paid that. I mean,
or you keep the guy that brought you there.
But you know who you're going to know who JJ is. You know. If you like Sam that much, to me, you deal McCarthy. I wouldn't even blink twice. If you like Sam as much as you're talking about, then McCarthy gets moved for a first-round pick because he would have tremendous value in next year's draft. Based on the quarterbacks, that, as I see them right now, without doing deep dives, I would say turn right around and move McCarthy. Still got 3 years left on his deal. 3 years and an option left on his deal, you would get a high first rounder for J.J. McCarthy.
Listen, it'd be only his second year of the contract. If Sam Darnold plays well again, then you'd get rid of him. Mm-hmm. But I wouldn't get rid of him right away. You know, there's no guarantee.
No, you don't. Yeah, you're right. Yeah. Yeah, you probably don't have to. But you've already given Sam Darnold a big contract in your world.
Well, you give him a 2 or 3 year deal, that's all.
Is someone else going to? That's my point. Is there's going to be people? I'll give you an example. What are the Eagles going to do if Jalen Hurts doesn't start playing better? Because right now Jalen concerns me a little bit. His play is okay. It isn't great. What are the Giants going to do? You don't think if you're the Giants, would you rather have Sam Darnold or Daniel Jones? You'd probably rather have a restart quarterback, so it doesn't matter. Rather have reset. Is Sam Darnold is he going to start getting the status of Kirk Cousins? Where you say, man, Atlanta says, we'll take, interestingly enough, they drafted a first-round quarterback after they signed him to a big contract, and everyone thought they were completely idiotic.
Exactly.
Kirk Cousins had the most Kirk Cousins game ever.
You like that?
509 yards passing and 4 touchdowns for KK.
How's that? Anybody? Any good?
Yeah, Kyle Pitts even almost got to 90 yards.
What did you call him?
KK.
Isn't it a C?
KK? Oh, wait, KC, yeah. Well, we in the South, they call him Kirk Cousins. Well, and they try to find a middle name.
C to the K? Because it's the South?
It's the deep South. You never know what they do down there. Mm.
There's plenty of teams that still need quarterback.
Including
The Raiders,
Jaguars, Titans.
The Panthers, the Jaguars, Raiders, yeah. The Titans, the Colts.
Yeah.
The Colts.
The Colts.
Is their guy going to be healthy, Dell?
The Steelers.
I don't know. Let's see how Flacco does this week.
The Steelers need a quarterback. The Patriots need a quarterback. The Dolphins
need a
quarterback.
No. They just drafted Drake. They just drafted
Drake. Yeah, good luck.
May.
They still need a quarterback.
Stop putting quarterbacks on everybody.
The Giants need a quarterback.
Listen. Are you Sam Darnold's agent? Be careful backing Sam Darnold. He's going to burn you at some point. You know that, right, John?
Oh no, I said that again. Dude came out of college as a great pro. You had him the number one guy in the draft.
Did I have him?
Darnold number one.
I had number one quarterback. I might have had him number one.
You had him number one overall. And you know what?
He
might be in the right situation finally. He's
you mean
a good
I just nailed that. I nailed that draft grade on him.
You did. You did nail
he
it.
He might be, but John, then I would say, okay. So is he really that? I guess it doesn't matter if he's that good. Because I'm saying, is he really that good? If he has to have Justin Jefferson, the perfect play, isn't that more the system then? But you know what? Who cares?
No,
honestly, you don't
you mean
at this point you're no longer
deem him for having good receivers.
At this point, no, he's got to be in the perfect play calling situation with Kevin O'Connor but that's what he has right now. But you know what? Once you get to this point, it's more about can the guy run the show. This is the good thing about being a veteran quarterback. Once people know your flaws, they also know what you do well, and we're no longer projecting. So with Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield, you got to a point where you weren't really projecting anymore. You say, yeah, well, you know what? We got a pretty good situation here. We think we can plug them in. And you know what? Game managers get $30 million plus a year, too. That's just that's just the going rate. The going rate.
All right.
So you're probably right.
7 months. He'll get 30. He's got to continue to play that. You're right. It may all fall apart on him, but it may be a Rich Gannon situation. It may be, man, he's in the right situation, and he's really good.
Yeah.
We'll see.
I mean,
we'll see
it really could. I mean, I think it's a great story. I think that, for me, I had Saquon Barkley. In 2018, Sam Darnold I had as my fifth-rated prospect. I had Saquon 1, Bradley Chubb 2, Quentin Nelson. Actually, Saquon 1, Quentin Nelson 2, Bradley Chubb 3. Is how I had it, and I had Roquan 6. Yeah, I had Sam. I had him way ahead of the other quarterback. So I'm looking at it right now, but he was my number one rated quarterback for sure. But my number one player was Saquon, followed by Quentin Nelson in 2018. That was a really good draft, by the way.
That's a good draft.
Roquan Smith was in it. Vita Vea. like Derwin James, Calvin Ridley. Remember Leighton Vander Esch? Remember when he was really good? And then he broke his neck into a million pieces?
Yeah, right, right.
Denzel
right.
Ward, Jair Alexander. Dude, this is a really good draft. Minka Fitzpatrick.
Yeah, that was a hell of a draft. All right, we got to break it.
Darius Geis, your boy Darius Geis.
Remember when Chastain Ford came around? No, because we weren't alive when Chastain Ford started selling cars in the city of Houston. It was over 80 years ago that the Chastain started selling Fords. Well, they started selling cars here. And you don't continue to do that. Boy, whoever it was 80 years ago that started the Chastain tradition started it the best way you possibly could. Because I know this with Joe and Patrick. I know the integrity. I know that the effort that they're going to put into it to make it you part of their family, to make your car buying experience the best it can be. I've seen other dealerships. That's all they care about is the bottom line. That's all they care about is the numbers. We got to sell this. You got to upsell. You got to sell. Hard push. That's not the way they do it at Chastain Ford. Okay. When you get online, you go on ChastainFord.com. Someone will pop up and say, how can we help you? Is there anything that we can do? What are you looking for? Let us help you through this. And they will. They won't lead you. They won't urge you. They won't push you. They won't do any of that. There's great deals going on right now. They're going to work their hardest to get you the best deal that they possibly can. $5,000 off Broncos, $10,000 off Bronco Raptor, $10,000 off the Heritage Bronco Limited Edition, up to $12,000 off on F-150s. It's going on right now at Chastain Ford. Here's the deal. You're always going to get the best. You're always going to get the rebates. You're always going to get people who care just about making sure that you get your payments where they have to be at ChastainFord.com on 610 at Homestead, not Hempstead, just 5 minutes from downtown. Chastain Ford.
You're back in the Veritex Community Bank Studios with John and Lance
on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Let's get this James Palmer thing, Dell, ready. We'll get Grimace. His name is Grimace, like the
from
like
McDonald's.
The McDonald's character. Oh, okay. Here's Grimace is on the show. Hey, Grimace, is this Grimace on a mobile?
Well, yeah, obviously. Well,
hey, Grimace,
what's up, Grimace?
Grimace is here. Congratulations on the New York Mets getting out of the NL wild card. Sources are saying that I will be in attendance at Game 3, Citi Field, in my purple Grimace chair out in center field. We will be eating McDonald's all weekend long. The Mets move on. Sources are saying Devin Williams is tipping pitches. But I am a key contributor in the Mets turnaround this season.
Can we have a discussion about this particular individual's on the mobiles?
I like it. There's not even an attempt to change voice.
Not an attempt.
Nothing.
That's like me calling in and saying that I'm Akeem Olajuwon on a mobile and talking exactly like this.
Well, I'm Cookie Monster, and I'm Cookie Monster, and I want to say that I really I'm sad about Dikembe Mutombo because he sounded like me. I mean, you got to do the voice, all right? You can't. You're really bad at this. Maybe you should.
No, I think this is the best way to do it. This is now his bit. This is now his shtick. Hey, guys, Grimace.
Yeah, but don't you think he should, like, the last time, what did he do? He was Ty Cobb, and he didn't even have any racial stuff. He was awful.
That's his thing. Well, I mean, we shouldn't strive to have racial stuff on the
air. No, but if you're going to be Ty Cobb, at least get into character.
Drop a bomb on somebody?
No.
Well, no, he should have beat. He should have been hating on. He just should have loved all the white players on the team.
I would
ignore all the other ones.
No, that's how I would do it. But I like the fact that this is who he is. He just says he's the name of a person, and then he gives no attempt to disguise. Keith gives no attempt to disguise his voice.
What sources are you even talking? Sources.
Sources are saying. By the way, for people who don't know what he's talking about, back in June, it was they had Grimace throughout the first pitch.
Yeah,
and
they went on a run.
They were 29-37 at that point, and So they had Grimace come out. After the first pitch, New York ripped off seven consecutive wins. This is something that me and you would have done, John. We would have noticed that they won, and we would have said, this is Grimace. This is a win streak with Grimace. And the Mets fans followed. They finished June 12-4 in the post-Grimace era is what they're calling this. And they got right back in the thick of things, and then they have a seat so Grimace will come out there. They got a purple seat that says Grimace. It's his own personal seat now. Row 6, seat 12 in section 302. So the team also paid homage to Grimace with the between innings promotional game in which a fan was tasked with naming
the
three
players
Mets.
Were pushing back on it a little bit because it was like, okay, enough of the Grimace. We're actually playing good baseball.
Let fans have fun. Let us have fun. Yeah, you're playing good baseball. We're all coming to the park to watch you play. Stop being so sensitive.
Okay.
God, players are so sensitive. Did you see what happened with Cam Newton and Shedeur Sanders?
I liked it. And
Travis Hunter. But did you see Cam's comments on the podcast?
No, what did he say?
It's nothing. Somebody compared Shedeur Sanders to Cam. Whenever I'm watching Shedeur, the more I'm watching him, I'm seeing you. I'm seeing Cam Newton, the guy who's the co-host with Cam or sidekick or whatever. And Cam goes, let's slow down a little bit. And Cam basically said, you know, I want a Heisman. We went undefeated. I beat Alabama. He said, who's his best win so far, realistically? And the guy goes, TCU?
No, he's right. Shedeur ain't
no,
Cam
that's what
Newton.
I'm saying. Yeah. No, that's what I was saying. Cam was 100.
Yeah.
Cam wasn't disrespectful to. He wasn't disrespectful to Shedeur. He's like, come on now, slow down now. He basically was saying, slow down on the comparison to me. And while you may hear it off the top of your head, you may say, man, he's being so egotistical. No, he was being honest. He was like, let's slow down on this a little bit. Not to mention they don't play the same at all. Shedeur's not a runner.
No, he's not a runner.
Shedeur doesn't
like Cam
run at all. It was a terrible comparison by the co-host.
Cam Newton, that's terrible.
And Cam basically said, easy, let's slow down now. Who's his best win? The guy goes, TCU last year? He goes, I beat Alabama in the Iron Bowl, and then I went on
well,
to win
it's
that.
Well, that's a stupid comparison.
Team.
The dude made a stupid comparison. First of all, they don't play.
Got mad. That's what made Shedeur mad.
Right.
That's why he said, don't talk to me. Don't talk to me.
Right.
Like,
I ain't got time for you. And, oh, by the way, he said, I think you're on that wacky tobacco. Yeah. Mm-hmm. He said, I think you're high.
Because, of course, I'm similar to you. What?
Right. You're not similar
that's what
him.
I'm saying. Cam was not out of line. Cam is a goofball, but Cam was not out of line with what he said.
No.
It was accurate.
No.
That's all.
All right. So the locker room on Sunday. James Palmer had this to say about the Texans' locker room after the win against the Jaguars. What do you think?
I went down to Houston, saw those Texans get back on track, kind of, with a win over the winless Jaguars. C.J. Stroud has a game-winning drive. I get to the locker room. It's a ghost town.
Hmm.
It was the worst winning locker room I have covered in 15 years of the NFL. I mean, my head's on a swivel. I'm like, did they not just have a game-winning drive, score with seconds left, and win this game, and there's nobody to be found? Guys who are in there are not talking. I go up to Stephon Diggs, hey, man, you want to chat? I'm not talking today. Okay. Laremy Tunsil talked for like 30 seconds, and I'm trying to dig going like, what? Am I missing something here? And then I kind of got to the bottom of it, making some calls and some texts. This is a team, Steve, that I think everybody had as what? A Super Bowl contender. After C.J. Stroud's unbelievable rookie season. Then they just get just destroyed by the Vikings 2 weeks ago. Eke out, like I said, a win against the Jaguars. And essentially what I was told was, we cannot keep playing like this if we want to get to the places we believe we can get to.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, and you know, I bet you, as opposed to, wait, great win. Here's a game ball. How about D'Amico goes into the locker room after that game and goes, what are we doing? What are we doing, guys? How are those guys staying on the field with us?
If I'm
D'Amico, the time to tear a team a new one is when they win.
Yes.
After a loss, and especially if you get blown out, you pat some guys on the back and you go, hey, let's go. Let's get back to work. All right. That's all. But when you after a win, especially a bad win like that one, you tear them a new one, and everybody maybe wakes up a little bit. And this team needs to wake up. I agree 100%. If DeMeco tore them a new one after that game, I agree 100%. They shouldn't have been all jumping around. We beat the Jaguars. Look at that last minute. Woo-hoo, look at us. No, that was a crappy win. That was a crappy win. You should have lost that game. If Trevor Lawrence could hit anybody downfield, you lose that football game. And that's what a professional quarterback should be doing. And Trevor Lawrence couldn't do it. So
yeah.
Yeah. I think this team needed a wake-up call like that.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know if it's a wake-up call or not. I mean, the ghost town thing is a little concerning. You know, I've heard that there's a bunch of friendship bracelets going around right now with the media covering the Texans right now. I had somebody reach out and direct message, and 'cause I was curious as to why there wasn't a question. And I reached out to Sarge, who covers the team, and he said, no, the question was asked on Sunday about the penalties, so we didn't ask anything on Monday. I said, okay, fair enough, you know, because it was addressed on Sunday, I guess. I think basically – you can say whatever you want about John McClain. John McClain was a guy who pushed, you know, remember, he pushed, and sometimes fans push back on, if you didn't do your media stuff, if we couldn't hear from you, if we couldn't talk to you, the media, meaning when they got a job to do, the Chronicle beat writers and stuff like that, he was the head of the Pro Football Writers Association. He would call the league and like, hey, we're not getting access the way we're supposed to have access. And it is a thing where you want to hear, find out why. You know, if Laremy Tunsil doesn't have to address anything, if he's like, I don't have to talk, I'm not talking, okay, sorry. You know, and ask him, hey, what's the deal with the penalties? You should be able to. I think fans do want to know what's going on. And I would imagine that is, look, you're always happy to win. 3-1 is a very good start. You're always happy to win. It has not really been like we expected it to be. And there was a third straight game of 10 penalties. And the offensive line had 7 of them. So, yeah, I can understand it being a little quiet in the locker room. What's weird is James talking about the place had cleared out already. That's a little – that.
Well,
did I hear that right?
Well, they had – you know how many guys are getting treatment right now? I mean, look at their injury report this week. Holy crap. So a lot of guys were probably – they didn't leave already. They were probably
– Well, but I'm used to the Astros, in the trainers, right? The Astros fringed – the Astros loved each other. The Astros were the greatest. Oh, my God. Somebody posted the 19 lineup that they had on TV. It was a screenshot. Do you remember how deadly that line? This
Kyle
team
Tucker
isn't even remotely close.
No. He was eighth. Kyle Tucker was batting eighth.
He was eighth. You had him batting eighth. You had, like, Carlos was seventh. You had freaking
Well,
Michael
that was
Brown.
When Carlos
Brantley
came
was
back
on the
and
team.
Was bad, though. Remember when Carlos came back
that's fine.
And it was bad?
Brantley, you had Brantley in a two-hole. Like, get out of here. Nothing even touched that. This team wasn't even a shell of the 19 team.
It's a
miracle they
ever.
Got to the playoffs. The 19 team is the same as the 1998 Astros, where except the 1998 Astros were eliminated in the very first playoff series.
Yeah.
But that team was the best Astros team from that era that I ever saw. And they had Randy Johnson. How about this Kikuchi trade now? I was just thinking about it yesterday because you seemed a little hesitant. I was surprised when asked about Kikuchi, and you're like, well, let's see what happens with Jake Bloss. It's actually true. Think about this. You didn't even get a playoff start from Kikuchi.
Yeah.
You traded Lo Perfido, Will Wagner, and he did well. I mean, listen, he performed well. But you traded 3 prospects. What if you had dealt – you won the division without Kyle. You didn't even need Kyle Tucker. You won the division without Kyle Tucker. What if you had moved Kyle Tucker and not traded for Kikuchi, and you had all 3 of those prospects that you traded away, and you had 3 new ones? What if you had six new prospects in the system?
Can we play?
And you didn't even have – and who knew? Now, we didn't know at the time you could come back and perform like you did without Kyle Tucker, but you did. I didn't know Gamble was going to be – your team MVP.
This is another instance of how do we get here?
I just have no idea.
We're talking about
the Texans
Monsters, and walking.
Menendez brothers.
The Texans. No, that was in the first
Texans,
segment. The
James
Texans in their
Palmer.
Locker room and James Palmer. We
and
got
Yager, well, okay, yeah, that's.
And then we got to trading Kyle Tucker again.
And we're like 10 minutes past the break. So talk about quick assist instead of Kikuchi.
Yeah, this is what makes the show. This is the charm of the show, actually. Is you just never know. You have to listen because you don't know what could happen. And one thing that could happen is I could tell you about Quick Assist. I was having a business meeting with somebody the other day, a business lunch, and the person I was talking to, she said that she had four tickets to the Astros game, and she said, but I couldn't, you know, she had an illness and she couldn't go, and she said, I just listened to them on some site, and I, you know, it was an afternoon game. I said, do you know, I said, I've got a new client called Quick Assist. This is what they do. They don't list it on one site. They take your tickets. It's simple. You can have your tickets uploaded. You can download the app and have your tickets over to them in 3 to 5 minutes. And then within 3 more minutes, they will have them listed on 15 different websites. So your tickets are now going to be listed on 15 different sites. It's dynamic pricing. So they will automatically move the rates of the tickets up or down depending on how the market's going. So you maximize the dollars that you make while also giving you the best chance to sell those tickets. Because when an event isn't selling as well, they'll drop the ticket price so that you have a better chance to sell yours. They want to help you as much as they can to get the best rate back and to make it easy for you. Once you're listed with Quick Assist, it's a breeze. They're the only company that is doing this. Dynamic pricing with aggregated ticket sites. And so you're not having to go there and list, delist once it's sold with another company. They do it all. Quick Assist. Download the app. Longhorns, Aggies, Pittsburgh Pirates, Dodger tickets. I don't care. Major League Baseball, college, LSU. They do all college football, all Major League Baseball, all NBA, and all NFL. And NHL, if you care. That's my friends over at Quick Assist. Download the app today. Quick, A-S-Y-S-T.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.